Welcome to the Sounds of Faith Gospel broadcast from the Faith Baptist Church of Shelby, North Carolina, with your host, Pastor J. Barry Goodman and Associate Johnny Owens. We pray that the next few minutes of old-fashioned preaching and inspiring music will exalt the Savior, encourage the saints, and evangelize the sinner. Stay tuned for the Sounds of Faith.
Hello there and greetings, dear radio friend, and welcome to this Friday edition of the Sounds of Faith. I'm Brother Johnny Owens, your host here on the Monday through Friday broadcast here on this good time slot. Glad to have you along with us, and we're praying that God will bless you real good for having come this way. And we're going to get right into the singing, right into the music. Here's one from our choir, amen. I think I played it last week, but it's kind of a new song to us. I think Miss Caitlin Conley singing on this one, talking about I've never seen the righteous forsaken. Or seed begging bread, amen. Never seen the righteous forsaken or seed begging bread. That's right out of the book, amen. And I tell you what, I've never seen God's people go without. Now, they may have not gotten everything they wish for in life, but I tell you what, they've never went without the promises or the provisions that God has promised to provide. And we're thankful for that good number. That was not Caitlin Connick. She normally sings that with our choir, but that was Miss Alana Douglas singing on that version of that. Miss Connick was on vacation that time we sang that. Amen. But we'd love to have you come and visit with us here at the Faith Baptist Church, an old-fashioned, fundamental, Bible preaching, praying, praising, missionary-hearted Baptist church. We'd love to have you come and worship with us here at Faith, and we'd count a real joy to have you in any of our services here at Faith. Of course, our next scheduled services will be this coming Lord's Day, and that will start with Sunday school at 10 o'clock, and worship begins at 11 with the choir you just heard singing, kicks off the worship time. And then we'll, of course, meet back again at 6 o'clock in the evening service. And then our Wednesday night prayer meeting begins at 7 o'clock. We're right on the corner of 18 South, about 5 miles out of Shelby, at the corner of Highway 18 South and Highway 180, only 2 miles or so from the South Carolina state line. Come on by. We got your seat saved. Amen. Amen. Well, Brother Gerald Humphrey is going to sing one from us. For us, amen, he's in heaven today, but here's a good song from him talking about when they ring those golden bells, amen.
There's a land beyond the river that they call the sweet forever, and we'll only reach that shore by faith. One by one we'll gain the portal there to dwell with sweet immortal. When they ring those golden bells for you and me, don't you hear the bells now ringing? Don't you It's a glory, hallelujah, jubilee. In that far off sweet forever, just beyond the shining river, when they ring those golden bells for you and me. Our days shall know their number, and in death we sweetly slumber. When the King commands the Spirit to be free, nevermore with anguish laden, we shall reach that love. When they ring those golden bells for you and me, don't you hear the bells now ringing? Don't you hear the angels singing? It's the glory, hallelujah, that far off sweet forever, just beyond the shining river, when they ring those golden bells for you and me. Don't you hear the bells now ringing? Don't you hear the angels singing? It's the glory, hallelujah, in that far off sweet forever, just beyond the shining river, when they ring those golden bells for you and me, when they ring those golden.
Amen. Wonderful there from Brother Gerald Humphreys. Amen. Singing for us today. Amen. Well, in our truth for the day, we'll find it in the book, very familiar passage in the book of Romans. My microphone is, I hope it's not the mic going out. I can't hear nothing. Amen. On the headphones. There we go. That's a little better. Amen. Romans chapter 6, verse 23. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. You know, every day the average man neglects and forsakes the greatest gift in his mad and desperate search for worldly goods. Oh, in our seeking after worldly goods, we forsake the greatest gift. That is the gift of eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. We're talking about that, preaching about life in the preaching time, and it's amazing how things line up, and talking about that eternal life. We'll bump that. We'll mention that in the message here in just a little while. Amen. But right now, it's time to pray. Let's get our hearts and mind ready as we go to Heavenly Father in prayer here on this Friday. Let's pray one for another today, all right? Amen. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we bow before you today, thanking you for this another opportunity to pray. Forgive us, dear Lord, for we have come short of thy glory, no doubt, in thought, word, or deed. I'm praying that you cleanse us. I'm praying today, Lord, that you'd accept our thanks for your blessings, for all that you've done for us. God, you've been good to us, and God, we're thankful for that. I pray, dear Lord, that you'll help us today as we continue. As we try to play a few songs and preach the Word of God, I'm praying that, Lord, that your will be done, and God, you give us strength, both physically, mentally, spiritually. And I'm praying for our dear listening friends today. I know there's probably some that's got burdens, got cares of life, that's got them weighted down, and what I'm praying for them today, that they'll rise above the circumstances, look unto thee. And Lord, I'm thankful today for your goodness. What I'm asking you, God, today, touch that one who may not be saved. And I'm praying that they'll be convicted of their sin again, and they'll turn from their sin, turn to Jesus today. Well, that's the only way to a eternal life, and it's really the only way for a happy life in this life here on earth. Now, Lord, I'm praying that you may bless the next few songs. And then as we look in the Word of God, bless your reading of the Word, I'm praying that it will fall on good ground today. In Jesus' name I pray, amen and amen. Amen. Well, we are grateful today for the goodness of God. Thank you for joining us here on this Friday. We appreciate it so much, and thank you for praying with us. And we do have a couple more songs I want to get on for you. And actually, this one is an instrumental from our orchestra, and they'll be playing for us. I will hasten to him. I don't know the actual title, but I believe it'll bless you. Our orchestra. resolved. Amen. I think that's in the title of that as well. Amen. Beautiful job there from the orchestra. Wasn't that good? Amen. Well, one more song before the message, and we have got several texts that we're going to try to get to today. I don't have them all marked, but I will start in the Gospel of Mark and read out of chapter number 9 and verse 23. If you want to have a Bible handy, and we'll go there right after the tradition quartet sings for us, "I Am Redeemed." Amen.
I was a slave in a foreign land, so very far from the Father's loving hand. He rescued me one glorious day. Brought me out and paid a debt I could not pay. I am redeemed. I am redeemed. Jesus loosed the chains of sin and set me free. I am redeemed, I am redeemed. Jesus loosed the chains of sin and set me free. Still I live in this foreign land. Oh, but now I am free according to redemption's plan. And soon I'll join the robed in white, the redeemed, and we'll sing the song that holy angels cannot sing. I am redeemed, I am redeemed. Jesus loosed the chains of sin and set me free. I am redeemed, I am redeemed. Jesus loosed the chains of sin and set me free.
One glorious morning, we're going to come from all nations, every generation. Side by side, we're going to march into the celestial city of Jehovah. And in perfect harmony, we'll begin singing a new song, a song written by God Himself. And as the saved by grace approach the land of our dreams, the hosts of heaven will step aside. Even the angels will be silent, as they cannot sing this new song. This song is reserved for the voices of those who once cried out for a Redeemer. Those who are washed in the precious blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah! We are the redeemed. Amen.
By love divine. Glory, glory. Christ is mine. He is mine. All to Him I now resign. Jesus loosed the chains of sin and set me free. Yes, Jesus loosed the chains of sin and set me free.
Redeemed. Amen. That's tradition singing for us today. Amen. Well, in the Word of God, we're going to finish up today. Actually, we've kind of been bouncing around a little bit, but still trying to stay on the same topic, the same thought of what is your life. We started with that question on Monday, and out of James chapter 4, verse 13 through 17, that was the text for the first part of the week. Then we've been looking at this thought here in Mark chapter 9, verse 23, where Jesus said unto him, "If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth." You know, a happy life is not an impossible thing. It is possible to have a happy life. And let me say this, it's possible today to have eternal life. And we can't find it in a fountain somewhere or in some type of medication or some treatment in a laboratory. But that eternal life is we're going to live as long as God lives if we have accepted Jesus Christ as our Savior. Amen. And then, of course, we notice some things that seem to be impossible, but it makes the happy life possible. And we notice that, you know, a happy life involves holiness. We notice that out of Ephesians chapter 5. And then you can't have a happy life without faith. Matter of fact, you can't please God without faith. And we looked at that out of Hebrews 11, verse 6. And then we left off yesterday is, you know, one of the things that produces a happy life in the believer is to know that God cannot lie. God cannot tell a lie. And but I want you to notice also, friend, that, you know, you cannot have a happy life without believing the gospel. You cannot have a happy life and not accept the gospel. Let me see if I can turn to these scriptures. This one will be found in Hebrews chapter 2. If you're taking notes or if you're trying to turn along with us, Hebrews chapter 2 and verse number 3. The Bible says, "How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that hear or that heard him?" We cannot, listen, you can't escape. We can't have a happy life without trusting and believing the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And it saddens my heart that I have to say of the Lord Jesus Christ, because there was a time in my life when you spoke of the gospel, everybody knew what you were talking about. You were talking about the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. But now they have the gospel according to Judas. And then you have another gospel. And so we have to be more clear today. And that saddens my heart. But let me tell you, I'm not speaking of any other gospel other than that of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And friend, let me tell you, a happy life allows me to know that even after death, oh, listen, we shall live on and on and on and on. You know, say, everybody wants to know what's going to happen, Brother Johnny, after, I mean, what happens to the body? What happens to this or that or whatever when we die? Well, you know, the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 27, "It is appointed unto man once to die, but after this, the judgment." And so, you know, say, well, how can I be happy? How can me knowing that I'm going to die and that I'm going to stand before God in judgment, how can this make me happy, Brother Johnny? Well, knowing that our sins have been forgiven and knowing that we're not going to have to give an account for being a sinner if you're saved, we're only going to have to give an account for our stewardship, our service as a son of God. So there is the happy life. Hey, I'm sure there'll be tears shed at the judgment seat as we give an account of not just what we did or what we did not do, but why we did what we did, or why did we do what we do, or what kind of attitude did we have, what kind of gain did we have, what kind of goal did we have when we did that. God's going to take all that into account. And but then lastly today, I want you to notice one thing that can make that makes me happy today is to know that there is no condemnation. There is no condemnation to them that believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Friend, let me tell you today, it's very simple. It's very simple. We just got through today. Of course, I'm making this broadcast on Wednesday. And we just got through with our Good News Bible Club. And we have three of those clubs. And we're in three different schools, public schools, elementary. Actually, Pinnacle is not elementary. It's the upper class. It's 7th grade and up. And they have that one on Tuesday. And then we go to Township 3, where my wife has been teaching for 30 years. And then we go there on Wednesdays. Then on, we have a team that goes to Grover Elementary on Thursday after school. Think about this now. After school, for an hour of just giving the gospel, singing Bible songs, and talking about Jesus and praying together. And many times, boys, and I guess we've had probably 15 or so already saved in the clubs this year since September. And boy, I tell you, it's a blessing. But we were there today, and I just unexpectedly, I had to teach the lesson because our normal teacher got tied up, could not make it. And so I'm there anyway, so I'm always got something prepared in case. And I told those young people, it's very simple. It's very simple. For eternal life and for a happy life, it's very simple. It's to accept the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. You say, well, Brother John, I've been saved for 50 years, or I've been saved for 60 years, or whatever. I don't care how long you've been saved. We need to be reminded today. We need to be reminded that when you get a little age on you, and when sometimes we get at ease in Zion, and sometimes we even get weary in our well-doing, it's good to be reminded. It's still about the cross, friend. It's still about the death, burial, and resurrection of the Son of God, Jesus Christ the righteous. And I want to even include this today. I'd like to conclude the soon coming and rapture as part of that. I mean, because he promised that too. He promised that he would die. He promised that he would be buried. He promised that he would get up. And he also promised he's going to come and get us again and receive us under himself. That's a promise too, friend. So I like to include that in there. I don't think that does violence to the scripture. It doesn't offend God in the least. So as we leave the airways today, let's take some spiritual inventory of our hearts and our life. Do you know him? Do you love him? Are you serving him? Are you telling somebody else about Jesus today? How about making it a point to do that? And I tell you what, you can have a happy life. Because really, if you go back to where we started on Monday, what is your life? It's just like a vapor. It's here for a little while and it's gone. Just like a little vapor on the window in the wintertime. It's there, but then it's gone. That's the way life is, friends. So let's endeavor to do our very best for him today.
We pray you've been blessed by today's program. You may contact us at Faith Baptist Church, Shelby, North Carolina, or at fbcofshelby.org. Thank you, and keep listening for The Sounds of Faith.